series, from the Old Testament pages of Isaiah right through to the New Testament pages, and particularly the record that Matthew has given us in front of us. So if you're wanting to stick fingers in bits of the Bible, one left hand into Isaiah 7, chapter 7 that is, and verse 14, and it's also a name given in chapter 8 of Isaiah as well, and a right hand into Matthew verse 1, verse 23, and that's where we're heading this morning, just for a few minutes, and I need to pray, and we need to pray. Lord, we pray that this morning, Christmas morning, we wouldn't lose something that you've got for us here. And that in spite of maybe some feeling a little bit weary and snuffly, that we pray that you would just speak clearly through it all. And that by your Spirit, we would go from this place closer to knowing you and loving you more, we pray. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, of course, the verse which transcends both of those pages, Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, and also Matthew 1, is this verse here. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. And Matthew adds, which means God with us. This being my fourth Christmas here at Cambrai, I think I'm allowed to reuse a story, an illustration I used in my first Christmas. Just about get away with those ones for those who keep notes on such things. And I love this story because it really does underpin the name Emmanuel, which we're thinking about this morning. And some of you young people will understand something of this, how it goes at home, when maybe you're tucked up in bed and your mum or your dad or both go downstairs and they've said goodnight and you're supposed to go to sleep. Well, this young child couldn't sleep and was getting scared and shouted downstairs, "Daddy, I'm frightened." The answer comes from downstairs, back upstairs, "Don't worry, we're both here, try and go to sleep." A few minutes later, another cry of distress comes, "I'm still scared." Mum or dad shout back up, "Just relax, know that God is with you and try and go to sleep." A few minutes later comes the cry of all cries of distress. "Mummy, Daddy, please come. I'm scared and I want someone with skin on." I want someone with skin on. It's all very well knowing God is with us, but I want someone with skin on. And in a sense, we have here a beautiful illustration of the name of Jesus for Christmas, which runs through our morning, Emmanuel. God is with us, with skin on. He has come to this world. John, writing in his gospel, puts it like this. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. God with skin on. You know, we become very familiar with these sorts of words and sentences and truths. And for this morning, it's just that reminder built into the name Emmanuel of who God is. These names are not picked by Mary and Joseph as a parent would do, expecting their child to be born. God has selected these names that we have been looking at, and especially this name Emmanuel, God's choice. And the name itself, obviously referring to what we need to know, this aspect of who God is and who Jesus Christ is. Now, in Matthew's account, as he's written it here, there's a few names mentioned. You would have heard it as Bill and Anne read. There's the name Jesus, which has been given, the human name for this very special baby. But we have to realize this, that at that time of that part of the world, loads of boys were given the name Jesus. It was a popular name. Especially among the Jewish boys, that is, because of their history. And they would have known the story of Joshua, as we've been looking at on Sunday mornings recently. And that word Joshua, name Joshua, means he will save. Jesus was given such a name. He is the Savior. But Matthew extends it a bit more because this is Jesus the Christ. Another name is introduced. He is the Anointed One. It's got all the meaning and impact of being the Messiah. And for the Jewish people who waited and waited and waited for their Messiah. Jesus has come and he's been given the name Jesus the Christ. And Jesus, recognized by his name, is given one more as Matthew goes further, tying together the prophetic name of Messiah from Isaiah. He is given that name, Emmanuel. And so our series title this December has been, Who Do You Think He Is? Who do you think he is? And as we hear those names, and particularly the name Emmanuel, we're meant to respond. Now, I want to help you respond this morning by just unpacking it three ways. A very simple definition of the name Emmanuel. It's in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23 there. Emmanuel, which means God with us. I haven't even done a PowerPoint for this morning. Three points, three words. God with us. And I want to place the accent on each of those words one at a time. So number one, God. God with us. Christmas is about many facets, many of which we have enjoyed already and many we will enjoy through today. And we will celebrate and we will love it for what it's about. But please get the full force of this right now and take it away with you through today. That when the shepherds on the hillside are interrupted by the angels with all their glory and all their song, they are looking and they're called to go and look at a baby who is God. The Magi come and visit with treasures and their gifts, and they come and they are looking face to face with God, a child, a boy. As John notes in his prologue 1 verse 18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known. No one has ever seen God, but the shepherds have suddenly seen God as they go to the manger. The Magi see God as they go to bring their gifts and worship him. And no wonder that Mary had so much to ponder, and so should we, as she thinks about all these things, as she looks at her young baby in her arms there. This is God. Behold your God. You know, for the Jew and for us as we have the scriptures preserved, many of them would have been familiar with God's revelation over the centuries. God showing himself to different people at different times. There was Moses, for instance, that when he was called by God in Exodus chapter 3, Moses is feeling very inadequate and very scared and afraid. And God's promise to Moses is this, I will be with you. God will be with him. And he was. A few years later, Joshua has a similar experience as we've been looking recently. When he's called by God, the promise to Joshua is this, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, Joshua. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so as we then fast forward the centuries to Isaiah chapter 7, where Isaiah is addressing King Ahaz, the king of Judah. And we just say a few things about it. Politically, it was a nightmare time. The situation was complex. There were military threats coming against Ahaz and against Judah. There were some possible alliances in the offing. There were some deals to be done. There was an invasion that seemed imminent. Ahaz was shaken to the core, we read in Isaiah 7. He was trembling. And if you're trembling, your knees knock together and you're scared. And although Ahaz doesn't deserve such grace and hope, God gives Ahaz a message of comfort and hope in the words through Isaiah the prophet. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood, he says in Isaiah 7 verse 4. Such are the opposing nations. Mere firewood, says God. Nothing to worry about. Because God is working on the big platform of history here, and he's going to give a sign. And that sign will be that a virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Behold your God, we want to say this morning. And the birth of Emmanuel, although years after Ahaz, would confirm all that God was doing with Ahaz. Because God is working out things over centuries, indeed over eternity. Now, my friend, that's what I'm saying. Have you got the accent this morning on God, Emmanuel? God who can move heaven and earth to deliver his people. A God who can shake the nations. A God, Emmanuel, to Isaiah meant that divine hope, God's promise, even in a mess. So all those centuries before Jesus is born, Isaiah has got a glimpse of anticipating the first Christmas of Emmanuel to be born. He and we and they are meant to be amazed. That is good news of great joy. The sign that God had promised, fulfilled in Jesus, that he would save his people from their sins. Well, if that was the first point, second point, with. God with us. With. It's easy to quickly skim past that word and not grasp anything of the geography or the miracle or the impact of what that word contains. God come down in Christ to be with us. I mean, this isn't one level too deep, too complicated, but at another level, it's hugely profound and deep and complicated. This is beyond human understanding. This is God taking flesh. And there's something really comforting about being with someone, especially like that child who's all alone, just wants someone to be there with them. My friend, it's not just children who can feel like that. And I think many situations where this would be true. I think of an 18-year-old in a previous church who was dying of leukemia, and he just needed his dad to be sleeping outside the hospital room. And his dad, Alan, would say to me on many occasions, he said, I'll just tell my son that it's rather like God. I'm out there, in a sense, with skin on. And you can call me any time of night or day, and I'll come. But also, don't forget, we have a God, a Father, who's always with us. This was the moment in history when Jesus, Emmanuel, became with the people he had made. Such condescension. That final word, the word us. God with us. For Mary and for the other main participants in the first Christmas, they were left in no doubt whatsoever that God was with them. It was personal. I say what I mean by that is because loads of them, as you read the Christmas narratives in Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel accounts, they are really scared when things are happening to them that don't make sense and are outside of the laws of nature. They're afraid. There are fears. Zechariah asks the question, how can I be sure of all this? And he's given a sign. He cannot speak. Joseph plans to put things in, sort things out his own way, to divorce Mary quietly and decently. But an angel meets with Joseph, and through a dream, his fears are dealt with. The shepherds who are terrified on the hillside need a sign, and the sign is, today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. God meets with every one of them as he meets with us personally. Every situation, as we think of the Christmas characters involved in the events of that first Christmas, they come from different strata of society, but they find their oneness and they're coming together in Jesus. And they were discovering that God was with them, personal and close. And the same is still happening. And as I bring it to a close, these were just a few devotional thoughts on a Christmas morning. I guess you've got other things to do as 1:58 approaches. But Jesus, before his death on the cross, prays this to God the Father in heaven. He says, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, my prayer is that these disciples and followers also will be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Matthew closes his book with the assurance, rather like bookends. We have this in chapter 1. In chapter 28, the last verse of Matthew's Gospel says, surely I am with you even to the very end of the age. You get the promises contained in this name, Emmanuel. God with us. Never will I leave you or forsake you. My friends, what does this mean to you this Christmas time today? At the beginning of a new year, if we get there to 2012, God willing. These are the eternal promises of Jesus, our Emmanuel, for any and every situation in life. To allow him to pervade our circumstance, our context, our situation by his presence. I was thinking about this from a different number of ways, but just trying to imagine if for those who this morning are in confusion, to know the presence of Jesus, God with us. And to put the stress on any one of those three words, God. This is God we're talking. He's with us, with me. For those hurts and the pains that some of us have been feeling and have continued to struggle with. For the anger that maybe just keeps bubbling up. My friend, Jesus is the solution to every context, every situation, every person's needs and personal stuff. So close. God with us, offering forgiveness and salvation and new life through his death on the cross. For he came to die to save us from our sins. The question is, do you recognize Jesus as your Emmanuel? Not just for the Christmas card or for the crib scene, but Emmanuel, God with you. It's a really important question because the Gospels show that many did not recognize Jesus Christ as Emmanuel or as Lord or Savior. They didn't see who he was and they just rejected him out of hand. They were hoping, some of them, for a different sort of Messiah, one who would be coming in a different way that would be obvious and noticeable. But they didn't spot Jesus, the Christ. And even in spite of many signs and wonders that Jesus did, they refused to believe. In 2001, I came across this story, you may remember it. A bloke called Colin Bagshaw, 39 years old, got into a taxi in Brighton. He was with his girlfriend. And they got into the taxi as any fare and situation you need to know about this is that Colin thought that his dad was long dead. But as he got into the taxi, they were traveling, the girlfriend said, just by way of a passing comment, "Oh, Colin, the taxi driver's got the same surname as you, Bagshaw." And she just asked flippantly, let me get this right. They asked the driver if his first name was Barry by any chance. He said, "Yes." And Colin in the back seat said, "I'm your son." One of those amazing instances where just in a moment by the name, there was recognition. After 34 years, not knowing his dad, they were reunited. Apparently they pulled the taxi over and hugged and went for coffee and have been in touch since. A father and child brought together by the recognition of a name. A great discovery in love. I just wonder, and I use that story as a really brilliant example of reconciliation after times apart. Could it just be this Christmas, 2011? And I pray it would be so, that there would be someone here for whom the penny drops, for whom the recognition of the name, Emmanuel, God with us, it becomes personal to you. And that you understand, or perhaps you re-understand, after decades of neglecting such a person as Jesus Christ, my three points this morning, that God with us, God with us, God with us. Let's pray. Lord, that's a prayer request this morning, that each and every one of us, whoever we are, from whatever background, that we would join with shepherds and with magi, that we would join with those who were participants of that first Christmas. That we who know the fuller story that Jesus Christ lived and grew up and went to a cross specifically, intelligently, knowingly, voluntarily, to take on himself the sins of the world, our sins. Lord, we marvel at such love that you were willing to come, that you left the wonders of heaven, that you gave it all up, that you who were so rich became poor, so that we who were so poor and so empty and so lost and so dirty and so stained could become rich in Christ and experience forgiveness and new life. Lord, we pray this morning that we would be those who respond to your name, Emmanuel, by saying thank you that you are God with us, for us. And may your presence make all the difference to our lives today and in coming days as we reach out by faith and receive the gift you came to bring. Sins forgiven. and peace with God. Lord, may that peace be our experience, even now as we sing our final carol together, as we go from this building to celebrate today. And may our celebrations be lifted with the personal knowledge that we have seen you, behold our God, strong to save. And in his name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.